You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, all the stars around, right? We have a lot of callers tonight. I've already spoke to my guest and told her to be aware. I've got callers for her. And she's laughing because, I mean, this is wonderful. I'm so happy. But anyways, let me start by saying the magazine is up, mysticlivingtoday.com. Went up on the 1st, and of course I can always accept submissions for the August issue. I've already got them coming through. It's totally amazing. It's one of my pride and joys, I guess you might say, besides the radio and then my other site that I have and my main site. I have three sites, but besides that, I want to welcome everybody tonight. And back, I want to tell you about Stars with a Z, psychics.com. We have some great specials going on there. We have first-time clients, 10 minutes for $10. And I don't really want to waste a lot of time because I want to get to everybody. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest. I've had her on the show before, and she seems to be very popular because I must have 11 callers waiting to talk to her. I think most of them, or maybe they just want to listen. I don't know. But the topic, we're going to have a topic tonight also, but let me bring in my guest because she's probably smiling from ear to ear, and that is Debbie Anderson. Welcome, Debbie, tonight.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you for so much for having me back. I really am so blessed. And when you were saying beforehand, there's people waiting to get on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I truly do feel very blessed. So thank you.
Oh, yes. Me too. Because they're coming into the show. This is totally awesome. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. But anyways, let's get started. Tonight, Debbie and I, well, it was really Debbie's great idea that we would talk about synchronicities, which you can think as, you know, things that, similar things, coincidence, not necessarily. To me, and we'll talk to Debbie about it because I find that I deal with a lot of synchronicities, but I think, Debbie, maybe I'm aware of them. Maybe I watch for them. Let's get started.
Part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get started with you. You talk about whatever you want to talk about, and then we'll talk about synchronicities. And then in the meantime, if I tell you I'm going to have you keep talking, it's because I'm going to get to all these people if they want to. There's no way I know whether they want to ask you a question. There are two of them right now. But there is no way to know unless I connect with them. So let's just get started on our topic and tell me what you've been up to since the last time we spoke.
I think last time we spoke, I was in Mexico, wasn't I? I was in Mazatlan.
You were.
I'm sure.
Yes, you were.
And I'm now back in Canada, and that was a transition. And, to start the conversation off about synchronicity. Now, last year, Chris and I, my husband, he's a past life regressionist. Now, he and I usually are on tour around around Canada, and we usually start our tour in the spring when we come back after being away for the winter. And we decided last year we were not going to tour this year. So look at the synchronicity there. Did we know? Did we have insider information? Well, without realizing it, yes. Because it was our intent this year to have time at home base, as it were, work locally, work on things to get things online, and all of those kind of, elements that we hadn't. So, obviously Spirit was sending us those messages without telling us what it was exactly to do with, and that's okay. So what causes synchronicity? So let me just share this to start with, and then hopefully we get everybody on the same page. The definition in the dictionary for synchronicity is the simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible causal connection. Mm-hmm. What that means is synchronicities are events connected to one another, but not by the strict cause and effect. For instance, you know, synchronicity may have led you to that cafe or a particular, you know, element to be there. And they're the things that we need to understand, because the whole part about synchronicity, it is completely different. Okay, I'll just explain that a little bit further with that, because with synchronicity, sorry, my screen's going on and off here, and it's very distracting for me, so I'm just putting everything to bed here. So
put it to bed. Night-night.
Put it to bed. Literally, it's like people are beeping and you know, pinging and tinging me. So, of course, everything in life, when something happens once, we sort of dismiss it, okay, because we go, it's unrelated. And then again, if it happens again and again and again, then it becomes a synchronicity. And we've all experienced that one time or another, those uncanny coincidences that they happen mm-hmm. without any warning. We're guided somewhere to that cafe, or we speak to that stranger that gives us an answer unknowingly, sort of in a serendipitous or meaningful synchronistic way. It just happens. I truly feel it is a connection between our inner world, our heart, and our outer world. And, of course, spirit and all of those other elements that go into that. The realities may seem different, but consciousness itself bridges that gap between these two layers of existence, sort of like the different dimensions or frequencies. For instance, how I met my husband, Chris Lee, and this was in England many years ago. We've been married actually 22 years on July the 2nd, although we've known each other a lot longer this lifetime. And a friend of mine said, hey, there's this past life regression is coming. He's Canadian. He's doing this workshop. Would you like to go? And I said to my friend, sure, okay. Then I found out I couldn't go. I had already made plans. But then what happened was the friend called me and said, okay, I can't do this, you know, and I told her. So I went on this particular workshop, and I met Chris. And no, it wasn't bells and whistles and love and, you know, choirs of angels or anything like that at first, love at first sight kind of thing. It was nothing like that at all. We just felt this connection. Now, if I step back from that and say, okay, that meeting of him, was it just because I went to that workshop? Or was it because my friend, who has been friends with me now for over 35 years, and I got together those many years ago. Like, if we keep going back and back and back with all the little idiosyncrasies that happen, did it happen in this lifetime? Was something else there that put it into motion? Or was it many lifetimes ago? And this is just an ongoing story for us.
And so, I have a question. You know,
Could
it have to do with timing?
Absolutely.
Sometimes you're supposed to go someplace, but like you, and you don't go because something else happens. I always look at it as divine timing, okay?
Yes.
I guess I'm not going to go. I guess I'm not supposed to go. And I don't really need to know why. But sometimes it's the timing. Sometimes it's held up. Doesn't mean that it's not going to move forth and you're not going to see more synchronicities. Because I believe you will. I think once you see one, if you're really spiritual. It can be anybody. Once you start
aware, you know.
Like
if you think of synchronicities and happenings, for instance, there are many people that just bump into somebody for the very first time and they go, I feel like I've known you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, we've met before, and yet you could sit there and go through all these different things and you haven't met before. But there's just that familiarity, that coincidence, the synchronicity that we were supposed to meet at that particular time. Now, that could have been put into motion in our infinite stage before we came into this lifetime. And we set down, okay, who we're going to engage with, this is going to happen. These are all the elements that bring us together. And then that's why we remember it at that time, or that person seems familiar. And I love the thing about synchronicities. As you say, we get messages all the time, and then we interconnect them. Was it this that set off this chain of events, or was it that? And this is what I love about it, because I don't have the answers on it. I truly don't. All I know is that once we go into that, and of course, you know, yes, there is a difference between coincidence and synchronicity. So coincidence can be perceived as chance or luck, whereas I believe synchronicity is a deeper frequency.
Yeah, me too.
It's a deeper one. It's set into motion, or, you know, so, and here's where I'll give you something that really starts you to make you think a little bit more on this. So here's what synchronicity is to me. So let's say I'm thinking of buying a new vehicle, and we've all done it. And everywhere I go, I see that particular vehicle.
Yeah.
Now, is this random coincidence because we're thinking about that certain kind of vehicle? Like, are we more likely to see it everywhere? And that's sometimes determined as a meaningful coincidence. And, of course, Carl Jung was looked at synchronicity as the organizing ability of pure consciousness, because we've stepped into our own vibrational frequency without deliberately or directly thinking about buying that new vehicle. Then all of a sudden, I keep seeing that vehicle in front of me. People start talking about it. And it's, you know, and then you find somebody else has one. And, you know, all of a sudden there's that connection, this synchronicity. But I like to think of it as direction from spirit. As you say, that divine intervention, or that divine happening. Or our own inner consciousness, if you don't believe in that, because that is our inner consciousness.
When and a lot of people don't even, Debbie, they don't even think about it as something that could mean something. They say, well, no, that can't be right.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm aware. I'm very aware. And I think if you're more aware, you're going to see it more often. Sometimes something will catch your eye and listen to everything, though.
I think
it's really important. It's just important. It really, really is.
Yeah. I do not believe there are coincidences. I believe there is divine direction and intervention, depending upon what is going on in our life. And, you know, and for people that know me today and they go, yeah, but you've had such an easy life. I'm like, yeah, no, I haven't. Truly, there have been many dark days in my existence. But I had that perception, that connection with spirit that guided me through. And I'll just share this. I know it's a little bit of out of context, but I feel it's important at the moment, especially what's going on in and around our world. When we're in our darkest moments, and this is an experience that I had with spirit. I was in the darkest, darkest moment in my life. I could not see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. And knowing my luck in those days, it would have been a train coming straight forward to me, you know. And I'm joking about that, because that is how it felt. I felt like everything was lost. There was nothing to be gained. I couldn't see anything there. And I love that poem, Footprints, because it truly says it all. You know, at that time when we feel that we're at our lowest ebb, or we can't understand something, that's when, you know, Jesus says he carried us. He was always there. There was only one set of footprints. It wasn't ours.
Right.
Now, at that point in my life, I had this deep conversation with spirit. You know, we've done it. So why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong? You know, we do all that self-flagellation thing. We're really good at it. We can become experts in that field. And I just felt this huge silence. And then I heard this voice, and it said, you may think that there's darkness all around you at the moment, but if we were to switch on the light and you could see the infinite possibilities, you will be running forward at all speed. You wouldn't be concerned that you were in the dark. And that stayed with me all of my life, to know that even in my darkest moment, there's something out there for me. Even if I can't tangibly touch it, see it, or know what it is, that was what drove me forward. And, of course, my belief in spirit.
That's right.
It hadn't led me wrong so far. Any mistake that happened or experience that I went through in my life was obviously a perceived reasoning that I needed to go through it, even though
right.
there are many times that I would like to question and reread the small print because it didn't seem like that was what was supposed to happen. But they were always there for me, and that was the one thing that at that particular time in my life that I'm like, now I know that even when the light is switched off in our world, in our life, that to know that there is so much there is so many possibilities, so much available to us. Just keep walking forward.
And, you know, and it's kind of like, wait for it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I agree. And I think a lot of times we may want something, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is, a new house, a new car. And it just doesn't seem to happen. And you keep saying, well, why? Why can't I get this? Why? Well,
yeah.
maybe it's being held up for a reason. That's what I like to believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, because it's not time for you to do this. It's not.
Yeah.
It has to come together perfectly, perfect timing.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing it more and more and more with my life than ever before. All of a sudden, I realize,
yeah.
okay, I gotcha. I see what you're doing now.
Yeah.
I see
yeah.
what you're doing now.
It's
so you want to get
to
a couple of questions, or you want to keep talking?
No, you throw the questions at me. If I can't answer them, I can't answer them, but let's go for it.
Okay. My first caller is Melissa. I'm going to bring her on right now.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. You're live on the air with Debbie. What's your question? What would you like to talk to her about?
Hi, Debbie. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. So I have a question, please. It's a burning question. Well, I mean to say is I really would like to know. I've been some calls, but the number does not show up, and I'm not sure my mail. I never had that before. They're not really. No, they just hang up. I'm not sure it's my male friend that's trying to communicate with me, but it's I'm not clear. I mean, I haven't had that for a long time. And I know that last time that he called me, he called me where the number didn't show up. So I want to know if you see that is him, and he's trying to communicate.
Okay, so I'm assuming that this person is living, yes?
Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am. He is alive.
That's the only reason I asked that, Melissa, and please, I'm not trying to be smart here, because that's something I'm not. But sometimes people get their phone ring or something will come up on their phone and it's spirit led.
Yes.
So I have to ask that because
I want
to make sure I'm on the right page with this particular one. So I'm going to ask you a question here, and I'm not throwing it back at you per se, but when you get this call, this unknown number, what is your first thought that comes into your mind related to it?
Thank you for asking. I got that it was him.
The phone. If that is your first thought coming into your process, and of course you don't pick up the phone if you don't want to speak to them again, okay? You know, that's a logical way to look at it. If it's somebody you don't want in your life, then don't pick up the phone. But this is where I say to people, this is where we hone our own skills, and we all have these skills. They may have laid dormant, they may have not been activated or activated just a little bit and then put back to bed, but they're all within us. So when you get this occurrence or this thought or whatever, you know, what is the first thought that comes into your mind? Who do you think of? And this can relate to somebody living or somebody that's passed. And I get people to do this exercise quite a bit. You know, whatever your first thought's coming into your mind, that's it. Pick up the phone. If you want to, of course.
Yes,
and if you don't, let it ring and go to voicemail or not
yeah,
at all.
Voicemail. Can I please ask you, I'm not sure if he's calling to say ugly things to me or be nice. That's why I didn't do it.
Well, that's where you have to ask yourself that second question. If you think it's him, then do you get that sort of warm, fuzzy feeling in your tummy, or do you get that, ugh, you know, that what I call the icky feeling?
Oh,
and again,
this
is where we have to test our own senses. You know, there's been many a times where I've gone to pick up a call and then I'm like, no, I'm not going to pick it up. And then I've let it go to voicemail, and usually it's junk mail or it's a junk call or a spam or a sales call or something like that. So I'm listening to that. Okay, so these are the things that we can all do. We can start implementing. First of all, who do we think of when we get that call? And then how do we feel? Do we feel happy or contented, or do we feel this is not going to be something good for me? And again, listen to your gut, your intuition, your higher self, whatever you like to call it. That's where you grow stronger. And if you pick it up and you're saying, well, I'm not sure, and you pick it up and it turns into something you don't want, then hang up. And then realize that next time when you get that, I'm not sure what the outcome was for this particular event. It's sort of almost like creating our own dictionary, our own journal of the way we feel or the senses that we get, because it'll keep ever evolving and ever changing. I hope that helps and answers your question.
Yeah, that is very true. My stomach got warm when you said that. Yes.
Good. So next time, think about who it is. First person that comes to mind, and then how do you feel? Is this the phone call you want to pick up, or the one you want to leave to go to voicemail?
Oh, I will do that. I will practice more on that.
Perfect. And, of course, practice makes perfect.
True. Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to Tabitha. I don't know if everybody's going to want to talk to you, but I'm assuming. I don't know. But I'm just loving my dashboard. Debbie, it's all lit up. We're going
to
do this again. Anyways, okay, I'm going to bring Tabitha in. I mean, this is good for spirit. It makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey.
Tabitha, you're live on the air with Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
I'm good, Tabitha. And you, what was your question, hon?
Okay, so I have a question. I mean, because I normally go by my intuition, and sometimes I'm wrong, but I keep picking up a professional baseball team. I'm not sure what it means. So anything I should know?
Okay, so... I'm going to ask a couple of questions here, and I'm not fishing, but I'm trying to get you to, and anybody else that's listening that is has this kind of thing. So first of all, what does a baseball team mean to you? Is it a particular one that you follow? Is it one that is in the news at the moment? This is where we have to go through our sort of almost like spiritual research. And how many times have you had this feeling? Has it come in the form of a dream and meditation, just filling your thoughts?
And not like a real actual person. It's like I move and I meet a person like might be in that profession.
Okay. Then maybe that is spirit giving you a heads up, insider information as they call it, that you're going to connect with somebody that is somehow related to a baseball team. Now, remember that when spirit send us what I call these puzzles, these jigsaws that we're putting together, they can come in the form of metaphors, they can come in symbols, scenarios, that kind of thing. And, you know, even when I'm doing readings for people, sometimes I'm getting information from spirit and I'm trying to decipher it to give to them. And sometimes they have to go away and then decipher it further, because it isn't quite like you and I having a conversation here and now that we can fill in all the blanks and dot the I's and cross the T's and things like that. So it becomes a bit of a jigsaw puzzle and we start to put the pieces together. So if maybe this is going to be somebody you're going to meet or somebody's going to connect you, and this person loves baseball.
Oh,
baseball,
okay.
So you're going to meet them or you're going to, hopefully not, hit by a baseball or something like that. So you've got to keep it open. in the respect of what is the message that spirit is sending you. And I'll give you an example. I was driving to do some work in a location, and when I was driving along, all of a sudden a friend that I know that lives in Australia came to mind. Just entered my thoughts at that moment. And then I thought, oh, okay, I haven't heard from her in a little while. I wonder what's going on. And then to add to that, the next part of the jigsaw puzzle, I pulled up and got stopped at the traffic lights. And in front of me was a truck with a little kangaroo on it. So I'm like, okay, so this is definitely her. I need to give her a call. And then I saw a vehicle that reminded me of the vehicle that she has. So here were three little teasers, if you like, that Spirit were sending me. Now, I got home and I messaged her on Facebook. And, of course, they're in a completely different – they're in bed when I'm awake and vice versa. And she just said, it was funny, I was thinking of you too. And we just picked up on a conversation. So there was nothing really bad going on or nothing that was really traumatic or anything like that. But because I listened to what I was getting, those little metaphors, these little signs, these little symbols, and then put the pieces together and then follow through with it. So keep that in mind. This may be part of a bigger jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
More information.
Okay.
To come. So I always say to people, always make note. You know, time, date, how are you feeling, what you got, and all those kind of things. It's no different than when we wake up in the morning writing down some of the events that happened in our dreams or when we do a meditation or something like that. See, baseball, it depends on what it means to you. It could also be a metaphor for, if you think of baseball, it's seasonal. Okay, that's mm-hmm. what I know very much about baseball. It's seasonal. It takes a team to happen.
Oh,
you see what I'm getting at here?
Right.
It's a team for something to happen. Everybody is in a uniform.
Yes.
See how these little pieces are starting to... So this is where we create, again, our own dictionary, our own definition of things. What does baseball mean to us? It's family. It's fun. It's a game. It has music.
Oh.
You know, all of these different things. So see the bigger picture here. Just because we're given that glimpse of something, you know, was there a particular color on the baseball team jersey that the person was wearing? Maybe that particular color is resonant with us. Was there a number on the shirt? So start putting all these little pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together and then create a possibility. And then see where Spirit add on to it.
Okay. All right. All
right.
You mentioned team. I'm trying to see because I have a legal matter coming up, so I'm not sure if it's a team of people that I'm going to be around or.
Exactly. It could be
of
these. It could be, you know, is it in a particular state or city? Is it what they call it, an A team, or is it a AAA team? You know, like these are. Think of all these different things. You know, baseball is about a particular practice, a particular way. So, again, that could be part of this formula. Maybe it's a formula that you have to go to, be a little bit more regimented, a little bit more set in what you have to do. And, of course, with baseball, like any sport, you have to practice. You can't in and, you know, so... Again, put all these little pieces together, and what resonates with you, make a note of it. See the bigger picture here, because when we open up the possibilities to the synchronicities, okay, we saw this guy, does it mean I'm going to meet a guy who plays baseball or, you know, is a famous baseball player or something like that, but then put all the other bits together.
Mm-hmm.
When we do that, Spirit go up. I'll send you more information now. It's like we have to get it. It's a bit like I said, you know, if they don't understand, you know, what is it, some mathematical problem, we try and break it down in a way that they can piece it together. And then when they start to get it, it's like, okay, yeah, I know how the formula works now, and now I can do this in another way. And then a new problem comes up, and then a new formula has to be created. So think of it like that.
Okay. All right. I got it.
I love this.
I'm getting it. I love it. Okay. I didn't think of it actually in that manner. So I am. Okay.
I always say with spirit, think outside the box.
Uh-huh.
Because there are infinite possibilities. Is that correct? That's correct, isn't it, Natalie?
It is correct. It is. Let your mind just take off. Don't be set in your ways. You're right.
Yeah.
Step out of the box. Absolutely.
I am. Yeah. I have other things going on.
Way
so
to go,
right.
Tabitha.
I'm trying to move. Yeah, you're right. I agree to every single bit of it. Yes, I am stepping outside of the box.
There you go.
And I love that, Tabitha, because what's going to happen is spirit will give us different ways. And this is what I always love about spirit. You think you know how they're going to communicate with you, and then they change it all up again as you go on to a new course of learning. And I love that. Just when you think you've got it mapped out, they change the route. And that's good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Debbie. I'm taking the advice, girls, and I'm stepping outside of the box. Yes.
Yay.
I love it.
Yay. Thank you for calling, Tabitha.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Debbie, I got people waiting here. I don't think we're going to get to everybody, but I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's still callers that I have not even talked with. Those of you that are all listening, and so if you don't hear me when you're talking to somebody, it's because I'm talking to all these other people putting them in
that's
line.
Okay. That's okay.
What was her name in that? And laughing, she was with the switchboard putting in the things here, putting in the things. Then she disconnect this one and disconnect that one. And, oh, I lost you. That's what I feel like. But everybody, I'm handling it. Just bear with me. Last week, the gentleman called me a facilitator. I guess I'm facilitating,
I
right? I am. Okay, well, here's the next one. Here's the next one. You're going to come back again. I mean, I'm having everybody
know,
is so gracious. They're so gracious
I love
on the phone. It's, oh, yes. Okay, the next one is Yvonne. Let's connect her. Let me make sure that I've got the other one. Yes, I do. Let's go to, you know, it's a this. You got to switch to this. Okay, Yvonne,
right.
You're live on the air with Debbie.
Okay.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Debbie. My question is, I would like a financial reading to see if things are going to get better for me financially.
Okay, let me just, I'm going to do a quick card pull here and just see. Okay, so my first question is, have you set your intention of what you want? Because that's really important. Everything's about intention. You know, like, what's your goal? What's your vision? What guides you through your thought processes? How are you going to get this? What do you feel you need to do? And you don't have to answer all of those, okay? You don't have to answer all of those. They're what I call rhetorical questions, questions that you need to ask yourself. So, you know, is my financial... Okay. So, and at the moment, with everything as crazy as it is, we don't stop putting our intention into play. Like, what do I want out of something?
Okay.
Do I want to earn more money? Now, and this is where we have to do this, what I call array of questions that we need to do for ourselves. Like, put it into action. I always say, like, own it. Literally, own it. Because this is how we're going to change it. Like, if I'm not happy with what I've got, am I going to get that where I am, or am I going to have to switch up and change? Or is there another way of doing this? The card that I pulled, and it will be a very quick card, is release. And I think this is a lot of things that you're holding on to at the moment that are not stopping you, but rather restricting you on moving forward with what you want. And if this is to do with finances, if this is to do with relationship or whatever it is, you need to work out what doesn't work for you anymore. Get rid of it. A bit like changing out the closet. Release it, get rid of it. And then set your intention for what you want. You know,
okay.
Is this what I want in my life? And if I can't get it through this way, what is the other way I can do this? So you're asking those questions of yourself. And by doing that, what we do is we open it up to spirit coming through and assisting us. And when I say spirit, this can be our guides, our angels, our helpers, those that are passed on into spirit that we know and love. And they're all there because we've now said, I'm not happy with the way this is. It's got to change. And I know there's things I can do, but what direction do I need to go in? I do get the sense that you're going to have a change by about September, October this year to do with your job or the way that you earn money.
Okay, great.
Okay, but this is all a formula. You have to put into action, what do I want? And if you don't know exactly what it is you want at the moment, take some time to write down. And this is what I always say to people. If you're not sure on what you actually want, then take a piece of paper. On one side of it is what you don't want, which you'll probably have loads of those first. And on the other side of that piece of paper is going to be what you do want. Because usually what we don't want has an opposite to it that creates the what we want. Okay, it's a good exercise. It's one I've used many, many times for myself. I could list out all the things I didn't like in my life, what wasn't going for me, and all the rest of it. I couldn't necessarily say what I did want. But once I had that out of me on that piece of paper, all the things that weren't working that I didn't want, then it opened it up to what is the opposite to this. And then I could start formulating. First of all, it was almost like words. And then those words became, okay, now I have this, I need to put it into that, and so on and so on. But I get the sense September time, there's going to be a change with your the way you make money, the way you earn money, because
okay.
of what you're going to do now. All right?
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
you're
Yvonne,
welcome.
For calling.
Have a great evening.
I want to ask you something here, Deb. You know, this is turning into readings, and I don't know if that's if that's really what you wanted to do.
As it is.
You just go with the flow. Well, I got a lot of people waiting, and we have the show until about we have it until about 9:25 Eastern time. So, so like I said, if you're talking, say Natalie, where are you? It's because I'm at the switchboard. And her name was I forget what was her name.
That was Yvonne.
Huh?
Oh, you mean on the one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies? I can't remember what her name was either.
Oh, she told me. Julia told me. We'll have to ask her because I got her name here. Oh, Lily Tomlin. Her name was Lily Tomlin.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And she was had her hair in this old fashioned. Oh God. Okay, I'm gonna bring in the next one. Okay, and it looks to be like it's Wendy. If my switchboard
Hi,
is
ladies.
Working right.
Hi, ladies. Thank you very much.
Hi, thank
Wendy.
You, Wendy.
Hi, nice to meet both of you. I would like to know, I just had my 69th birthday on July the 6th.
Oh,
and
happy birthday. Yay.
Oh, no, thank you. And I am on a medical leave, though, from the call center for medical insurance. And I'm hopeful that I will be able to continue on my medical leave at least through October. Do you see that happening?
Okay. I do get the sense that at the moment, and I say in the moment, you have choices. Okay. You don't have to share them on air. Okay. But you do have choices here. And I get the sense it's going to be the choice that you want. The reason I'm saying that is because when I shuffle the cards here, Upon a Star came up. And Upon a Star, when that comes up in a reading, I call it the wish card. So it's your wish card for what you want. And I always say to people, be careful what you wish for, you may get it. And then you have to live with it because that's what you wished for. So if you're not sure what you want from this particular outcome that's upcoming, then hold the wish card until you're ready to use it. Because I do get the sense this is in your lap at the moment. It isn't outside, i.e. somebody's not going to make the decision for you. You're going to make the decision on what you want.
Oh, okay. So I'll have the choice.
Okay. Yes. And with that, it may be a little past October.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. The choice may be there, but it's almost like you'll be given a think about it, go away and think about it, and then let us know what you want to do.
Well,
but it's going to be your choice.
I need to get a job remote from home instead of going into the building. And I discovered a company that specializes in helping people to get those kind of jobs. So, and also my sister and I hopefully will be moving to a beautiful place called The Reserve next March or April. Do you see that happening?
Let me just quickly pull the cards and see what I got here. All right. I get the sense it will be a little past March. You said March, April?
Yes.
Okay, I get the sense later than that.
Okay. All right.
So don't be concerned if there are delays, okay? The delays will work in your favor.
Okay. So maybe a month or two after that?
It may be. And I don't know if it's a new building or if there are some kind of renovations going on with this building, because that may be what the holdup is to do with.
Okay. Well, the place where we want to move is called The Reserve. And we want to have the right location. So it's worth it to put a deposit and wait for the right location.
Right. So that may be if there is something that it's not built, or there's renovations going on, or something that is holding it up, it may put it past a month. So it might not be, you said April, May, it may be May, June.
Okay, well, that would be fine. And so my sister and I will lease together. We'll share the place together.
Yes, but here's the thing. Spirit is just saying the two of you can knock heads from time to time. So work out what your safe zone is for each other.
Do
you understand what Spirit? Okay. It's almost like the two of you, Spirit is saying the two of you can knock heads. You can not see eye to eye. You can create disharmony or whatever. It happens. That's life, okay? So when you're sharing in this place, have what I call your safe haven.
Yeah.
The place where you say, when this door is closed, you know, we do it with small children. When this door is closed, it means that I don't want to be disturbed. This is
right.
My time, okay? So that's what Spirit is just saying to me, because there's a lady in Spirit, and I don't know if this is mom or grandmother in Spirit, and she said, the two of you get on very well, but when you don't, it can be almost like fire and ice.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're saying. Respect each other's space.
Yeah.
And everything.
So what I call
wonderful.
Create your own safe space. So, and that's common sense as well. Okay. But Spirit is just saying, the lady in Spirit
now.
Is just saying, just make sure that you're aware of, when the door is open, you can come in. When the door is closed, it means I don't want to be disturbed, or this is my time to not be. My husband and I have that because, you know, we work out of our home. So sometimes his office door's open and I go wandering in and I'm babbling away and he just looks at me and he's like, I'm in the middle of something. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So we both have got into that routine of if our door is closed, it means that we're either intensely doing something or we don't want to be disturbed. And then it saves all of those looks and grumps and gripes and all that kind of thing. Okay?
I think I totally understand what you're saying. And I will focus on that for a happy realization of all this. And,
and you
hopefully
have your
I'll
wish
get
card.
A new remote job later in the year.
Well, you have your wish card, so whenever that comes up, and I get the sense there's not something there at the moment, but it's going to be around about October, a little bit into October time, okay?
What will be October?
The opportunity for you to use what I call your wish card.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Wendy,
Enjoy
for calling. I think, Debbie, right at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give everybody your website if they'd like to get a in-depth reading with you.
Thank you.
These are, you know, these are just little mini kind of, and I didn't realize I was going to do this. Gosh. But you're so spirited, you know, you just kind of roll with it. And it's really hard to say, okay, everybody, we can't do this. I don't want to do that. So, okay, your site is vibrational-energy.com. Correct?
That's it, yeah. And anybody that goes to my website, if you sign up for my newsletter, which is free monthly, you get a free downloadable meditation. So there you go. You've got free and free. You get my monthly newsletter, and then you, for signing up, you get my free meditation.
Perfect. That is vibrational-energy.com. And I'll say it later on in the show. Okay, let's get going.
I really
want to talk about synchronicities, but this is a synchronicity, Debbie.
Yeah,
maybe this
was just not what it was supposed to be.
You and I both know that, and you know, this is great for your site. This is great for you. It's great for me. Can you hear how excited I am? And everybody is so wonderful, and I want to thank them. They've been so gracious. Oh, thank you, Natalie. You're so nice to take my call. And well, as long as I don't hang up on you, it's okay. Okay. The next one here is Wendy. You didn't have Wendy, did you? No.
Yeah, we just had Wendy. Yes.
Okay. So, the next one is Christiana.
Oh, lovely name, Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. You're live on the air with Debbie.
Hi.
Hello.
I was just wondering. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. My question was, it's just more general, if there's any messages for me from spirit or any of my spirit animals or anybody.
Okay. All right. The card that I pulled for you is hopeless release. And don't take that as being something that's hopeless. Whatever you've been working through in the last short while, it's almost like you have done this cathartic cleanse in a spiritual way. That there's been a lot of people that are not fitting into your agenda. They're not fitting into what you want in life. And you've basically had to do the bye-bye, on your way, thank you very much, this is the end of the road. So you are doing perfect with whatever you're doing in that way. Spirit keeps saying, don't see things that don't come to you as being a punishment. Okay, because there's been something that keeps coming up that you keep feeling that either you're being punished or you've not done something in the right way, so that's why you're not getting something. And Spirit keeps on saying, it's not about punishing at all. You've got to change that whole perception, okay? Because when things don't work out, as Natalie and I have both said, there's a reason for it. Maybe the timing is not there. Maybe this is not the right job or the right house or the right person or the right whatever it is. And so it's not a punishment from spirit that you didn't do something or you could have done something better. It's just, it's all to do with timing. And at the moment, whatever it is that you're feeling, that, you know, people that are, I have to use the expression that are just flowing away from you is not a bad thing. Okay, it's like a cathartic cleanse that you're going through.
Okay.
And once we do that, it's okay. Like, you know, I don't know what spirit and meaning by it. It's almost like you feel that you're not doing something right. And here's the thing, I always say we're in the right place at the right time and the right moment. There are no mistakes. And that, you know, this is the whole premise of tonight, is synchronicity. You know, there are no mistakes. So when something doesn't work out or someone doesn't work out, just say, you know, that was part of the journey. That was part of the experience. Some people call it lessons or whatever it is. And then move on. And that's what you've been doing just recently. It's almost like, okay, I'm going to let this go. This needs to be gone. That needs to be gone. I don't need to hang on to that anymore. So you're doing a good job, okay? Don't ever feel that you're not.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. When we release something, it opens up the space to be filled with something else. And you deserve the something else.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetie, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we went quiet, and I'm hoping I'm still connected. Are you there, Natalie? Hello?
Hi, Debbie. This is Priestess Candy Ranson, and yes, we are still on the air.
Okay.
And good. Yeah, Natalie's on the phone with other guests gathering
okay.
information.
It had gone quiet and I had finished with the last person, so I wasn't quite sure if the call had dropped or what had happened.
No, you're still here. You're still here. So
okay.
Give us your website again.
Vibrational-energy.com. And as I shared, I have a free monthly newsletter. If you want to sign up for that, you get a free downloadable meditation that you can listen to. I do weekly readings, which are posted on YouTube. And again, they're all free. So, and posts on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all of those other vibrational places that we connect with.
That's
okay,
awesome.
I'm back.
I believe Natalie's back. So I'm going to turn it back over
back.
To Natalie.
Yeah, and bring it over to me. Okay, you just had Julia, correct? I've got to keep all these people. I can't erase their names. That's the problem.
We had Christiana.
Okay, and you had Wendy. Did you have Julia?
I haven't had Julia yet.
Okay, all right. Julia, you're live on the air with Debbie.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for joining us. So did you have
you.
A question?
You know, I've been thinking about moving. I live in Central Florida, and it's been one of those things that I keep putting on the back burner, but I feel like, you know, I'm hoping that this year is the year that I actually can find, you know, find that place that's going to be my sanctuary.
And
so
that
I
is the word here, the word that you just used there, sanctuary, because I get the sense that this is wherever your new home is, it has to be a spiritual connection for you, not just a move to another home or another house or a condo or whatever it is. So if you haven't already started to look at locations, then I would suggest you do that. And I always say to people, if you haven't got a particular place in mind, i.e., you're not, it's not that you have to stay in a particular state or province, if you're in Canada, that you have to live in a particular city or whatever it is. If that is the case, there are infinite possibilities. And I get the sense with you, and of course, Florida is not mountains, but I keep seeing mountains. So look at where there are mountains, and I'm fairly ignorant of, like, the mountains in Colorado. There's mountains in oh gosh, I can't think of the area in
There's a lot of mountains. Utah?
Oregon. Utah, yeah. So I get the sense whatever it is, it needs to be more spiritual for you. Like,
oh,
not
go to
just
Sedona.
A place. Or Sedona, maybe that's it.
I don't know.
It's not just a move to go from one place to another, you know, like one home to another. This is almost like I get the sense of going from one area to another. So if you're in Florida at the moment and you've got green around you or water around you or whatever, it's almost like the opposite, which is going to be mountains. And I keep seeing mountains.
Okay. Well, I was actually thinking. Well, I was thinking of closer to the water. Like, I live in the middle of the state, and I was thinking about going to the western side of the state where the Gulf of Mexico comes up. The area is called St. Petersburg or Clearwater. It's around the Tampa area.
Yep, I know where that is.
A while back, I had actually thought about maybe North Carolina, but I don't know anybody there, so it would be sort of a solo, you know, on my own, and I'm sneaking up on 59, so it's like, you know, making such a big move on my own is a little daunting to find out, you know, where to move.
Wherever you're moving to, is it has to have a spiritual connection for you. So it's either you're being drawn to a particular place because of somebody that you know that lives there, and therefore that's a spiritual connection, or you're spiritually drawn there because of something you've read or heard or seen associated with it. I don't get the sense this is about moving from one house to another house. It has to be more than that for you. It has to be almost like a spiritually connected. It really is. The word spiritual keeps on coming up again and again and again. And
okay.
I do see hills or mountains or something close by you.
Okay. Do you feel that the move will be this year then, 2020, or do you feel 2021?
It's going to be into next year. It's going into next year. I think this year is going to be your fact-finding year. So whether that means taking a trip to somewhere and that becomes the place where you go, I'd like to live here. Or whether it's the case of, I'd like to live here, so I need to go there to see if it's going to work for me. This is not going to be quick, swift move. It's going to be something that you're going to plan and decide upon. You understand the difference, don't you? Like sometimes when we just move because we have to. Our job has changed us, or we've got to go here because of the kids' school or whatever. But this is going to be a planned move. And with that, it's going to be a case of you're going to check it out first. You're not just going to go on a whim to wherever it is you go. So that's why I'm getting the sense it'll be early next year.
Okay. Well, my daughter lives in Kansas. And I think there's, you know, some hills, or I don't know if they're mountains, but I know there's some hills around, I believe. I could be mistaken.
You need countryside. You need, you're not an inner city girl, from what I'm getting a sense here. You're like, yes, you can have shops and buildings around you, but you have to be able to get yourself to nature in some way, whether you can see it visually or whether you're close by that you can drive to it. But I don't get the sense that you're going to live in what I call a large city. So you're not going to be in, you know, I can only do it by like downtown Toronto or Vancouver or something like that based on Canada. You're not going to live in a big city. If you are, it's going to be on the outskirts of it. It's going to be away from it, not right downtown in the center of it. Because that's not going to work for you, not spiritually anyway.
Do you feel like a partner to help with the move, or, you know, like a close connection, somebody to kind of, you know,
If you're going to make this shift, it's not going to be with somebody, but whether that's a connection of someone when you're there is a big possibility.
Okay. So it will be flying
for
solo.
Instance, if you're going on your own, like, you're not going to, like conjure up or have somebody. If there's somebody in your life at the moment, yes, they'll go with you, but I don't think there is, from what I'm sensing.
No, there's nobody at this time.
It doesn't mean to say there's not going to be somebody in your life as time goes on.
Okay.
And when you meet people, hon, it's almost like there are more coincidences than exact happenings. So people that you've met up till now have usually been chance encounters. You've met somebody through a friend, or somebody, you bumped into somebody at a coffee shop, or that kind of thing. And that seems to be how you create, or how friendships come around for you. So very much look into those. We were talking about synchronicities and coincidences earlier on. If you're getting a sense to, go and see somewhere or connect with that particular location for the move, then see if it comes up at least three times. You understand what I'm saying here, don't you?
So, yes. Mm-hmm.
For instance, I was saying earlier about my friend in Australia. First of all, I thought about her. Then I saw a little kangaroo on the back of a truck. And then I saw a vehicle exactly like her vehicle. So these were like three things that were the confirmation for me. So if you get a sense of, yes, I need to move to Kansas because my daughter's there, and then tomorrow you get, I don't know, you see the Wizard of Oz or something like that, which I always associate with Kansas, and then you see something else, which again, you connect with Kansas, then take that as, yes, this is the possibility to move to Kansas.
But,
and of course, it doesn't necessarily happen like bang, bang, bang. This could be over a month, a week. It could be in minutes.
Well, speaking of a coincidence, and you're not going to believe this, but I literally just finished watching a YouTube video about the Wizard of Oz. I literally just finished watching
All
it.
All right.
So
there you go.
You need to go to Florida.
Well, I'm in Florida now.
Okay, yeah, I'm in South Carolina. I'm on the other side of the coast. Well, where are you at?
I'm in Central Florida, out by Disney.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'm on the east coast of South Carolina, right near Savannah.
South Carolina.
Yeah, your state and my state are not doing too good.
No, not at all.
But again,
no.
It's a perception. It's a perception. Come on, people. I don't want to go into this situation.
People,
I
don't want to get into that. But, yes, if people would just do what they're supposed to do, we'd all be in better shape. So, but we'll get through this no matter
mindset.
What. I mean, we'll get through it.
And, of course, where there are higher populations of older people. And I'm 63, and my husband's 72. Okay, and we're both healthy, happy people. And we've had conversations today. I've had about three different conversations with people. And I said, you know what? When we travel, when we're on tour and things like that, we come into connection with hotels and restaurants and, people are sneezing and coughing and stuff. This is way before all this happens. And we never get sick because I look at the basis, sometimes somebody will say, oh, I've got a stinker of a cold, don't get near me. And I'm going, well, I'm certainly not going to breathe in your air because, yes, that would be silly.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that I'm going to get sick based on you telling me that you're sick and therefore I will get sick. So Dr. Bruce Lipton, in the biology of belief, talks so much about our thoughts are what we manifest. So if we think we're going to get sick, by golly, yes, we're going to get sick. And sometimes we think we're going to get sick. I can remember doing this when I was in corporate world. I was like, oh, really, I don't want to do this job. I really don't want to do this job. And then all of a sudden I had a car accident. So I manifested that because I wasn't happy with where I was.
Yeah.
And much as I feel I could use all the excuses under the sun, I actually manifested it. Plain and simple. So be careful what you think. All right. And yes, if you are in a lower immune system, yes, if you're in that vulnerable whatever situation, then definitely do all the things that you need to do portions, but think healthy thoughts. Think positive. Breathe in sunshine. Breathe in the sunlight. Breathe in fresh air. And think happy, healthy. And I always say to people, if you're happy and healthy, you're 95% of the way on the journey. You're good.
Okay, thank you, Julia, for calling. Did we lose her?
I think we did.
We did, by George. Okay. Okay. Let's see. You haven't had Rosemary, right? No.
No, that's a new name.
Okay, well,
name.
I'm going to make an announcement here. I mean, we're not going to be able to get to everybody. I mean, this list is like 9 more people, and that's just, it will be way over time, and we'll get cut off. I mean, they actually cut you off. But so if I don't get to you, tonight, and I'm going to go down the list as much as we can, and thank you, Debbie, for doing this. You can also go, you can go to her site, and that is vibrational-energy.com, or you could go to my site, starswithaZpsychics.com. Either one, but, Debbie is using her time tonight, and I appreciate her so much, and we are going to have her back. And we'll plan this out better. I mean,
maybe we
log in, right, and all of a sudden the switchboard was lit up.
Maybe we'll do
I was
the top
about
of the
not
show
being
having
able
a
to
chat
get in.
And then the last part of the show with some readings or something. Maybe we'll do it next time, the first part of the show having a chat and covering
right.
some
first 30 minutes
topic,
and then the second 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly, we'll do that. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's get on and see how many we can do. But I will cut us off just so at least we can end the calls. I mean, we can just talk a little bit more. And I'm just so happy you're doing this. This is wonderful. Okay, let's get Rosemary here on the. Okay, Rosemary,
hi,
you're
you?
On the air with Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm very well, and I hope you're happy and healthy too, my dear.
Getting there. Almost there.
Good.
Almost
perfect.
There.
What can I do for you?
I think it was the first or second caller. I have a friend. He blocked his number to my house number when he called, and then I think he called my cell, and I pressed the wrong one to return someone else's phone call, and I accidentally went to his to call him instead, if that makes sense. So, and I called him again to catch up and the other day, and is he going to answer me a call back, or I know he's got issues.
Okay, well, you've answered your own question there. He's got issues. Do you want to be carrying his issues with you? Rhetorical question. You don't have to answer that on air. And I say this to people because we've all been there. It's like, I'd rather have somebody than be alone. But would we rather have somebody that has their own issues and things that they need to work through when we've worked through ours? Or would we rather open up that opportunity to see who else is going to come forward for us? Okay, and again, it's rhetorical questions. You don't have to answer this. But here's the thing. If he hasn't cleared and made his own shift, then are you prepared to keep carrying him? Rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it. But think about that. Do I want to carry somebody else along on this pathway? When I've worked through all my stuff, because I can see here, you've done a lot of healing, hon. A huge amount of healing.
Yes.
Okay? And you're getting there. None of us are there yet. I always say if we're there yet, we've passed on into spirit, okay? I'm still working on my shifts as well. Okay? It happens, okay? But you've done your healing. You've put in the time. You've put in the effort. You've put in the energy. You've gone through the pain. You've gone through the sorrow. Now you're in the joy.
Right.
So think about that. If you're going to open that doorway again to someone that either has decided that they don't need to clear up their stuff, get their act together, or they just cannot for whatever reason, and I like to leave that one on the table, even though I truly believe that everybody has the opportunity to do it. It is their choice, okay? But you've done your healing. You're in that place now of joy. You've given out so much forgiveness, I'm telling you. If the word forgive was dollar bills, you'd be a very rich woman. You've forgiven a lot of people, okay? I'm
right.
just meaning that you've done a lot of forgiveness here for yourself, for others, for things that have happened, events, and all of those kind of things. And you've moved forward. You're now enjoying. And yes, there is that void, that emptiness, that space. But when we have that available, what happens is then we can invite in what we want. There's a beautiful movie, and I can't remember the name of it. Oh, my gosh. It's an older movie where this person's writing down the person that they want in their life. And they have all these attributes that this person has to be kind, they have to be loving, they have to be this and this. So they're not saying, I want a tall, dark, handsome stranger or a short, fat guy or whatever it is, you know, or a short, fat woman or whatever. But they're putting attributes on a piece of paper, and they're writing on this piece of paper, and I don't know what happens, but the piece of paper gets flown out of the window, and it ends up actually in front of the person that they later on meet. So think of it that way. When you're at the moment, you don't know if who you want. Like you can't say, okay, I want to meet John B. Who lives at 33 whatever street, and you know he does this job and that. But put attributes of what kind of person you want in your life, and then allow that to manifest. Because I know you're a manifester. Because Spirit is telling me there's a lady in Spirit, I have to say, and she has got an absolutely loud laugh. Okay, I don't know who this is, whether this is grandma, aunt, or mom, or who it is, but she has gotten an enormous, raucous, almost like a dirty laugh. And when she would have laughed when she was alive, it's almost like you couldn't have been around her without laughing yourself, even though you didn't know what she was laughing about. She had that what I call a hearty laugh, a hearty, dirty kind of loud laugh. And she's laughing.
Oh, his mother.
Said, okay, because she's saying, you've got it, girl. Just decide what you want, and you can manifest it because you've already done it.
Cool.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rosemary, for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my
welcome.
Call. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you tell me how many more you want. I mean, actually, what?
How many more people do you have?
Oh, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We won't be able to get to them all. It's 8, and it's almost
okay,
quarter after 9.
Okay, let's see if we can do 2, if not 3 more.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Two more. That's what I'm hearing.
Two more. Okay, and to everybody who has been waiting, I'm sorry, but we only have so much time. I'll bring Debbie back. We'll do another topic, but we'll, like, schedule the last, 30 minutes or whatever you want to do for readings. She's not going to be able to get to everybody. And like I said, you can go to her site, which is vibrational-energy.com. You can go there. Sign up for her newsletter before we end the show because it will kick me off at 9:30. Or you can go to starswithaz.psychics.com, and that's my site. Wherever you go, you know, just be happy and be safe. I don't think I'm going to have time to even say my little spiel. maybe. Let's give it a go here. Okay, we're going to talk to Joy now. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Okay, Joy,
you're
live on the air with Deb.
I like that you all were talking about synchronicity because I see a lot of repeating numbers, angel numbers.
Oh, wow, and lovely. What numbers do you see?
A lot of them. I see a lot of different ones, but here lately it's been a lot of 77s and 88s.
Okay. And did you look them up and see what they mean to you?
Yes. I try to Google them as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I just really wanted to ask if there is like one particular message from Spirit, because I get that a lot every day.
I pulled a card for you, and it's very much homeward bound. Okay. That's a card.
Okay.
And this is almost like the doors are open for you. To see this card is absolutely beautiful. There's the sunlight behind a building, which is a house, in the distance. The doors are open. The pathway's there. So I get the sense that whatever this new part of what you're going to be moving into, there's going to be no holds, no barriers, no hold-ups. And whatever your vision is that you have, and I know you have a vision because I've got a gentleman in spirit saying she's always got a goal in mind. She's always got a goal in mind. So keep your eye on the target, the goal. And if it keeps evolving and changing, let it. You know, sometimes, we start on a pathway and we think our goal is X. And then we're starting along that pathway, and then something distracts us and takes us off, and then we end up with Y. And we go, well, why, if I was going out there, why did I not go to the X? Because the Y was where you had to go. The X was placed there as, if you like, the ultimate goal to get you on the pathway to start you moving. But what you really needed was just over to the left a little bit. Okay, so keep following the dream, the goal, the direction, because you're going to get it. And as I say, I don't get the sense that there's anything that's going to hold you up. The pathway is clear. It's clean. The doors are open. You're not there yet, and that's okay, but you can see it in the distance, and that's all that matters, because it's going to get closer and closer. Okay?
Okay. Definitely.
Thank you,
Joy, for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Bye.
Okay, one more?
Yeah.
We can go all night. You know, I have more callers. I haven't even talked to them yet. But anyways, I want a minute just to end the show properly. And, okay, the next one is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, thank you for accepting the call. This is divinely ordered. I was able to get in. Thank you.
Okay, so did you have a question?
I have a very, very quick question. The spirit show that I'm going to be moving, so I have my partner, my girlfriend, wants me to move in, and I'm just wondering, is it time? Does it say time?
All right. The card that came out while you were saying that was Fairy Ring, which is very, it's almost like you need to be in childlike essence. Do you understand what I mean by that? You have your adult hat on a lot. And I get the sense that this person that you're with makes you bring out the child in you.
Okay? Yes.
And I don't mean like in the terrible twos where you have the tantrum.
Right.
Like that.
You're right. You're
I mean
right.
That childlike essence, okay?
Yeah.
And you love that, but you like order and structure and all of that.
Yes.
And this person loves to play. They love to just, let's just go off and do this. And it's like, but there's a stack of ironing to do. Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to have to create the balance between that relationship. All
that's
I can say is ironing could be there forever. Okay?
Yeah.
So just pull out what you need to wear and iron it. And I'm using that as a silly metaphor, because sometimes we can get so caught up in the, we need to focus on what needs to be done. Rather than, you
she
know,
called you ahead of time, didn't she?
Well, that's what it is. My spirit moved in there and let us know. You know, many, many years ago, I had a person that I knew that was an undertaker. And he used to say, any day about 6 foot above ground is a good day. Embrace it, enjoy it to its fullest. Whatever it is, this person is a good influence on you, but you have to create the balance between the two of you, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate
you are
it.
Welcome.
Thank you, Kay, for calling.
Wow.
Okay, how much fun did we have tonight?
Absolutely.
My goodness.
Oodles of fun.
Oodles. And I want to thank everybody that called in, and I got their names, but we're running out of time. And I will have Debbie back. It might be on a different night. I'm booked until November, well, even almost through November right now, and it's hard to believe
it
with authors and stuff, but it's fun. And, you know, I think you just need to find your little niche and get out of the box. Just be brave.
Yep.
Be brave, right?
Anybody that didn't get a reading tonight, just take a moment to sit and go, what do I want out of life? And if you're not clear on what it is you want out of life, then start to create a vision board or write down words, as I said, because it's a very good process for you. I have in front of me, I want this or something to my highest good. That's how it starts off. I want this or something to my highest good. And then I have a list of things. It's there right in front of me. I see it every day. I read it through. I remind myself. Some of them are off that list now because things have changed. Some more things have gone onto that list. But it's there so I can see it. So start doing that. Start making the changes for yourself.
That's true.
Don't always be expecting somebody to do it for you. Because
and
they
sometimes
may do it,
it might,
for you. And then you
sometimes,
it.
Debbie, don't you think it can be on your list? But even though it hasn't manifested yet, maybe the timing is off. Even though it's number one on your list, you know, maybe you have to go to 2, 3, and 4, and then you'll end up being back to number one. It's going
to
bring you, it's going to bring you back to where you belong. Exactly. That's how
I
believe.
I have it in little stars beside it. I don't have them in sequence. I want this first or that second. But because I keep this in my focus, it's in front of my desk where I sit. It's I want this or something to my highest good. Because then if I don't get what I think I need, then something else is going to fill that void. And that's all that matters. And this
is
the perfect gift for that. You know, for anybody that is stuck at home and they say, yeah, but it's not going to happen. Well, change that thought process.
Right. Yeah. And thoughts are energy. You have to remember that.
Yeah,
it's all energy. We're all energy.
Yep.
We're all energy. So, yes. So, anyways, this has been wonderful. I've enjoyed it so much. And I'm going to remind everybody to go to your site, vibrational-energy.com, sign up for your newsletter. She's got all kinds of things there. She's got so many beautiful books she's written and cards. We didn't even talk about your cards.
The cards now, the Vibrational Energy Oracle Deck, the Vibrational Earth Children, and the I Am Sacred Affirmation Deck, you can download part of them for free. So again, there's lots of free on there. You can listen
there
to my other podcast that I've been on. Lots of different opportunities.
Yep, it's really wonderful. And, you know, come to my magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. See, now that I've got Debbie back in the four here, I will be getting something for August from her. You hint, hint, hint. Because
I would love to. Just tell me what your
focus
is.
I will. I will. I promise. And I just think it's important. Be safe, everybody. Most of all, be safe. Wear your masks. Social distancing. Just because the other guy's not doing it doesn't mean that you should not. I've not been out of the house probably in weeks. I don't know. And I've been lucky. I actually got a virus, but not COVID. It was a Norvid. Norvid, it's called. And I thought I was going to die. It was an intestinal thing, and I'm feeling good today. Felt good yesterday. But it took 3 days of just fluids alone. That's all I could have. And
well,
I was under doctor's care.
Spirit are doing a lot of transformational stuff on us, on our physical bodies as well.
Yes.
So
yes.
People
and,
aren't sleeping well, or they're hearing things, or, you know, hear that tapping noise or tingling or whatever. Don't
assume
you
about
your
phone ring that I hear. I hear a phone ring every once in a while, but it's not my phone.
No?
As I wake up, I told you that before.
There's a different side of pinging. I keep hearing it's almost like a Tibetan bell or Tibetan singing bowl or something like that. And I'll hear it, and I think somebody's playing with my bowl in, that I have in my other office. You know, and I just hear it, and I'm like, okay, this is spirit. I love it. There's different attunements going on.
That's what happens with me. I accept it. I recognize it. Okay, it's not my phone ringing. It's from spirit. It's etheric. It's not where I am right now. And maybe it's a message coming. I just take it as something really good. I never think of it not being good. But so everybody, have a great evening. Be safe wherever you are. I'll have a show next week, and I'm trying to look ahead here and see. Oh, gosh. It's, you know, the thing about doing this, though, is the months go by because you're planning so far ahead. Don't you find that, Debbie?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
You know, even the magazine, already I'm doing August. Oh, my God, August I'm going to be doing. Seems like I just did May, you know, and here I am doing this. But next week it'll be regular time. Go to the site on starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, and you'll see up at the top right corner who the next guest is going to be and the time. I always have it there. Debbie, you have an Instagram, correct?
Yes, vibrational energy, anything. I have YouTube. I do a weekly reading. And that's under Debbie A. Anderson, Vibrational Energy. So just look for those words. And if you're not sure, go to my website. All the links are at the bottom of my website, where it will take you to Facebook, to Instagram, to Twitter, to YouTube, and all the other lovely destinations.
And it's there. And it's this beautiful, I think I've told you before, it's this beautiful turquoise and blue. Those are my colors. Yay.
Aww.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I think I told you that before. Yes, you've got everything, intuitive spiritual readings, an evening with clairvoyance, vibrational energy therapy. Everything is there. Everything is there. Can they still get your cards?
And I do different types of reading. So there's all different ones that fit different lifestyles. Like I do a card reading, which is via email, which is very inexpensive. And then you can have a 30-minute live session with me, intuitive reading or a spiritual clarity session. There's lots of options there to hopefully fit most people's pocket.
Yes, and it's there. Everything is on this page, vibrational-energy.com. Okay, well, I think we're going to close this out. Thank you, Debbie. You're wonderful. And I will be emailing you.
Yeah, please let me know what you want for August, and I'll certainly get something together.
Yeah, what do you want, Natalie? I'm there. Tell me what to do.
Yeah,
point me in the right direction, right? You're wonderful. I just love you. Yes, and I'm going to end the show like I always do.
Natalie.
Believe in things you cannot see, because they really are there. And thank you. Thank you, Candy's been in the chat room. She's been busy there. Lots of people there.
Hello. Hey, this is Princess Candy, and I want to thank both of you and everybody who's called in. And, Debbie, I want to say thank you, and we are honored that you have given so much of yourself and your time today, and I am looking forward to having you back.
Thank you so much, Reese.
Candy's the one that does the video and all the marketing, like you're all over Facebook and
Candy,
Twitter.
Your hero. Thank you.
She's... You know, I give her. It's like you give somebody a little assignment. It's not really an assignment, and I mean, she just flies with it. Now, I want to tell you before we go. We have maybe a few minutes, and she's still listening. I think I don't. Yeah, she's still listening. She's got some new software, and I do have a YouTube Stars with a Z Psychics. Well, each time she's able to do all of them, we're going to have the audio of this sitting there. She's going to do them. And you can go there, and you can share, subscribe, like, and that'll be really good. There is one sitting there right now, and it was my guest a few weeks ago. But we got some new software. She's playing around with it. She says it's going very well, and you know, that's what she likes to do too. But she's just an ace at all this. I mean, I do what I do. She does what she does. Debbie does what she does. And you see, we all have our own kind of thing. And then I have somebody who writes content for me. Her name is Jackie. And it's just I have a blog, the magazine. I mean, sometimes I wonder, I'm running and I'm twirling around as I'm walking. Am I kind of twirling? My cat, Muzzy, looks at me saying, Mom, what are you doing? What are you doing today, you know? But it's fun. Keeps you young. Keeps you happy.
Yeah.
And you know what I do also? I listen to music when I'm doing the magazine, when I'm doing the blog. It doesn't matter. I put my headphones on, and there I am. So everybody have a good evening, and we're going to go. Thank you, Candy.
No problem. It's my honor.
Yeah, Candy, she's wonderful. She really, really is. I'm very blessed to have her. I really, really am. So look forward to seeing everybody next week. Call in again. Let me see. I have Joanne DiMaggio, but also look on the site at starswithazpsychics.com, and you'll see up at the corner the time and all that kind of good stuff. So everybody have a good night. Debbie, I love you dearly, and I'll be emailing you, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Natalie. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
No, thank you. You gave of your time today, and we didn't know it was going to be like this, but it's called Divine Order. So, you see?
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
All right, everybody, be free to love.
Oh, yes, we're going to play Free to Love. Listen to this.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off your shoulder.
Good night.
Good night, honey. Love you.